used to use the word?
Well, used to use it to indicate that they were different. But now...
How can you give me an example of how you...
Say, well, you better not bother her things. She's queer about them. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want them bothered.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say she is a queer?
Well...
Do you ever use the word as a noun back then?
No. Back when I was growing up, I didn't know what it meant or didn't have any idea there was anything like that.
I mean, did you ever use the word queer as a noun when you were growing up? Or was it always just an adjective or adverb?
Just an adjective, adverb, just a description of somebody's actions.
How's the word used now?
To indicate somebody that's a homosexual or something like that.
It'd be used about men or women?
I think so. I think it applies to either one. I think there's other words that, you know, give the difference between them.
Mm-hmm. I see. And, say someone who makes up his own mind and then nobody can make him change his mind, you'd say he's mighty...
hard-headed.
Okay. And, somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty?
Let's see. I can't think of the word that would...
Or say there's one particular subject that you can't talk about, you know, in front of him, you say... On that particular subject, he's still...
Can you think of it?
Mm.
I can't think of the right word.
Would you say testy or touches or fretful?
Well, touchy would be... I guess I might say testy, but touches or touchy would be... More likely be my word.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset or angry or mad or angry or... I don't know just what would be.
Mm-hmm. Say, someone's about to lose his temper, you tell him, now just...
hold your horses.
Okay. Or say in a burning building with many people in it, someone might say, just keep...
cool.
Or keep...
quiet.
Or
calm.
Okay. And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Any other words?
Weary.
Mm-hmm. Do people say weary much?
No, ma'am.
Say if you were very, very tired, you'd say that you were just completely...
exhausted.
Or just completely...
worn out.
Okay.
Is that what you...
And, you say, well, he came home early from school because he what, sick? Because he...
felt sick or was sick or...
Okay. And you hear someone's in the hospital, you say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
entered the hospital?
Or when
or
did
became
he...
sick?
Uh-huh. Any other word you might use besides became sick?
Well, became ill or...
would you say took sick or got
sick? Well, yeah, that's a pretty common...